Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I absolutely think that Miles' comments last week are a part of this decision. And I think Joel Bitonio saying he wants to know the direction, Denzel Ward saying he wants to know the direction of this team. And listen, I want to say that I respect Miles, Denzel, Joel, and anybody else who wants to throw out there and use their clout with this team to speak to what is important for this team, and namely in the name of continuing to try and win. I respect that. I don't have to put my body on the line every Sunday for a team that has basically had three losing seasons in 4 years. So I respect that. Here's the problem. This organization is always serving someone. And the only thing, so this time it's keeping Miles happy, right? It's about winning again next year. Do you know what the never-ending goal of every good NFL franchise is? It's sustainable winning. And you are in a position where you're going up against teams with the full house or teams with three of a kind, and you've got like a two, a three, a four. Now that actually be a good one. Basically, you got a jack squat of a hand. All right, you can tell I'm not a gambler. You can tell I'm not a card shark.
But you have an eight and a seven.
The point is, like, this isn't. You're not doing this for the right reason. You're not doing this because you think this will lead to sustainable winning. You're doing it because you think restructuring Deshaun's contract and keeping here for an extra year after this next year, which, by the way, good luck spinning that PR, you-know-what fest, but you're doing this to try and win next year. And the problem is, the longer you do this, the harder it's going to be to do this the right way. And the problem is, your absolute refusal to say, well, this year is a lost year. Next year, let's use to build, not rebuild, but to build, and then let's go ahead and see salary cap wise where we are at the end of the Deshaun situation. Well, but no, you can't do that because you're too busy trying to keep too many people happy instead of asking yourself, what does it take to build a consistent winner? This ain't it.
Well, and I think there is something to be said for here's what the real kicker is, Nick, because as Todd Pelissero added in terms of context of the situation, this restructure does not impact the $73 million cap number that he's due in 2025. So, theoretically, they could go out, you know, before the season next year or during the offseason and restructure that portion of his contract even further so they can free up more cap space to do things. If they do that, then yes, like 100%. Like, this is the most boneheaded thing you could possibly – because, and I said it last year. I said last year, you might as well just go into 2024 and whatever his cap number was, I think it was 60-something million at the time, just eat it. Just eat it now, because if this turns out to not work out, you're going to be happy that you don't have to worry about the money that's going to be due to him at a later date when you're not giving him a second contract. So if they go out next year and they don't at least accept, like, okay, we got to try to eat this $73 million and just get it off the books and clear as much of this as possible, and they restructure it even further – that is going to be, again, what you're alluding to, just like complete negligence on the part of this organization. And just keep trying to kick the can down the road. Eventually that bill's going to come due, and it's just making it bigger and bigger and bigger in the name of trying to just like prove a point next year. And again, I want them to try to stay competitive next year because I love the guys on this team. I love Myles Garrett. I love Joel Bitonio.
I love them.
I want to see him do it. But
here's the thing. Everybody loves them. But the point is, can you win as constructed with a little bit more salary cap space and okay draft collateral? And the answer is probably no. And so you're going to try and force it out of desperation because a couple guys gave you an ultimatum. It's okay to go to these guys and go, you know what, Miles, I love you, but in the best interest of the Browns organization, we can't do this. It's okay to do that. Grown-ups do that.
Well,
it's so funny.
They
traded a guy because they needed an adult in the room, and honestly, I don't see an adult in the room in Berea. I see a bunch of guys either trying to keep their jobs or trying to defend a deal that honestly is the worst trade in NFL history, and you're only making it worse, and you're only doing it sleight of hand. That's all this is. It's just a big magic trick. And the problem is the payoff is not going to be the thing it needs to be, which is consecutive winning seasons for the first time since 1988 and 1999.
Well, but here's the problem, Nick, and this is a larger topic that I know we had sort of talked about before the show a little bit as well, but doesn't the organization sort of have to try to win next year?
Because have to try and do what's best for the state of the organization.
If Jimmy Haslam is telling everybody he can, everybody that gets it that he gets an ear of, he's telling everybody, I'm bringing back Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry next year. They're not in trouble. You know, I'm showing them some grace. I learned my lesson about firing coaches, and I want to have continuity. If he's telling everybody that, again, if they blow it up and they go have like another 3-win season, they're probably getting fired anyway, whether Deshaun's still here in 2026 or not.
But again,
so they have to kind of go out and do that because their jobs are on the line.
But that again is the problem.
Well, I'm not saying that you're not right, but I'm saying the moment he said that publicly, the moment he went out and told everybody that he told Diana Rossini just this week, apparently, every time he says that, it just makes it more and more clear that that has to be their path forward, because if they blow it up, they're going to what's the point of having a lame duck year for a coach and a GM if they blow it up?
Yeah, and I'm sorry though, that's not a good justification, right? So now you're being held hostage by
it's a
guys
justification
who are just,
for them, cuz it's their job.
But again, that's not a good reason to do things. Like everybody's
I'm not saying it is.
Let me ask you, who's trying to win? Who's trying to win long term? Because I got guys trying to save their jobs. I got Deshaun Watson trying to get as much money as he can while playing as little as he can. I got Miles trying to get them to win, even if it doesn't mean he's going to win 2 years from now. Who's really trying to win Super Bowls here? Because what you're going to win, the best case scenario next year, is the Steelers. You're going to take a quarterback like Kirk Cousins, maybe win 10 games, be one and done in the playoffs. Then next year, that next offseason, you're going to have to, we can't get anybody better than Kirk Cousins. I guess we're going to have to keep Kirk Cousins.
Again, there's still some things that have to play out. You could end up with a top three pick and have a rookie, and then maybe that's the thing you're selling in 2026. I don't know.
By the way, in that scenario, you'll probably win just enough not to have a top three pick, so you won't even be in the Arch Manning circumstances.
I'm saying this year, though. This year. Right now, you could still finish with a top three pick and be in the mix for a Cam Ward or
Sidor Sanders. Yeah, but again, that's another thing. You're drafting a quarterback where everybody's like, yeah, they could be good. So you're forcing the decision out of desperation. It's just this pattern of it's either self-serving or it's talking yourself. It's not that hard to have ethics when it comes to running or I don't want to say morals because that then takes a different light with the Deshaun stuff. I've already taken enough shots there. But it's not that hard to stick to your scruples. And this organization, every year, it's firing wild shots into a different direction. And by the way, they took over, it should be noted, they took over a team that was ready to win. They had a quarterback. They had a young edge rusher. They had a young elite quarterback. They did have OBJ, who at that point still didn't completely suck. They had pieces. They had almost everything you needed to win. And since then, look at where we've gone in 5 years. And Jimmy Haslam saying, sign me up for this more. This is lunacy. What? Now just to make Miles happy? Guys, if this plan doesn't work out, he's going to want out in a year. And then all you've done is kick the can down the road and maybe lessened his value a little bit. Where are the adults? I understand. Listen, it's not my job, so I understand it's easier for me to say this.
Yeah.
But how anybody thought, and I'll be honest with you, it's cowardice. Leaking this crap at Friday at 4 p.m. is the epitome of a gutless, guileless, cowardly organization.
So,
if you had any scruples, you wouldn't hide this on a Friday.
I do think I think them doing it the way they did it today, rolling this out at whatever 4 o'clock, for a little after 4 o'clock on a Friday is certainly, like, speaks to the way that they handle things, and it was, you know, a totally sort of, like, disingenuous way to go about it. I agree. I'm in a tough spot, though, Nick, because, like, for me, I have been very much on the train of, like, you shouldn't just blow it up entirely. And yeah.
How much of that is you just don't want to see another crappy football season?
No, but I don't know where – when you say blow it up, I don't know what you mean. I don't know if you mean, like, go back to the Hugh Jackson days where you're 1-31 in two seasons.
No, I don't mean tanking. Nobody should tank. That's the dumbest idea in football.
Well, that's my point, because I do – like, when people say blow it up, I think that's what they mean. I think there's – I'm not saying you, but I think there's a lot of people that mean, like, yeah, just go back to what we did in 2016, 17 and start all over again and rip up the – I don't think you have to do that, because, again, the proof is in the pudding on that. The Browns did that, and what did they get them? You just rattled it off. Two winning seasons that you made the playoffs and one playoff win it's been since 2017, Mathis Hart, 8 years, 7 years since then. Like, that's all you've got to show for it. So even that doesn't get you the end result you're looking for, which is competing for Super Bowls necessarily. So I'm not of the ilk of, like, yeah, strip it all down to the studs and start all over. And you do see teams go from, like, being a bad team 1 year to being a playoff team the next year. And if that's what you can sell Myles Garrett on, like, let's just get to the tournament and see what happens, then maybe that's what keeps him around. But I also understand where, like, this move and kicking money further down the – like, not just trying to – limit the damage the best you can in the now and just get out from underneath the Deshaun thing as soon as possible and admitting the mistake. That's the problem that I have, because, and again, I know it wasn't going to happen this year anyway, but now signing up for this for two more years where you're going to lose fans, and fans are going to be out there trying to support a team that they truly can't align with because they're still mad that this guy's still here. Like, why would you prolong a situation that, like you said, was a PR disaster not so long ago in October when he's injured and they're cheering for him being carted off the field? Like, how can you try to prolong that situation for another 2 years?
Because you like Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry personally, because you're afraid, you don't trust yourself to make the decisions to go hire the next right guys, whether in the building or not, and because your PR spin's going to be, we're doing this in the name of keeping Miles and Denzel. And again, none of that gets you any closer to winning. Let's go with Matt in a car. Matt, hi. Happy Friday.
Hi. Happy Friday, guys. Hope you had a great Christmas. Honestly, if I was Kevin Stefanski at the news of that, I would just turn in my resignation right now. Because at this point, like, he doesn't get any credit for his playoff wins anyways, it seems like, in this town. Despite winning, you know, in spite of Watson. Like, Watson's been the only QB he's had any issues with. And yet every single fan around here seems to treat him like he's, like, you know, the second coming of Hugh Jackson. If I was fancy at that news, because, like, it seems like every single QB that he's worked with has been fine except for Watson, and yet everyone wants to make it seem like it's a fancy issue. It's clearly Barry and DePodesta pulling the strings, and this is just a gateway to just honestly more, at the very least, like, more like 6-10 seasons. Like, I don't know what in the world is going on, and the unfortunate reality is some of these Browns fans are, like, just, I don't know, they're too foolish to, like, just cancel season tickets, but, like, just, the problem is, like, the Haslams are going to listen as long as the money's coming, it's perfect Friday, you know, 4 p.m. news dump, and, so, you know, I fully expect Jose Ramirez to get traded now because everyone's kicked off at the Haslam. So Dolan uses the distraction to cut more salary.
All right, Matt, we got to run, buddy. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. When we come back, we have a much more salient explanation of the Browns' salary cap maneuverings of Deshaun's contract from our friends at SpotTrack next on 92.3 The Fan.